The basket more than I've ever seen before. Is that something the coach told you? You just took it upon yourself?
Just kind of took it upon myself. Me having to play the four this game, got a big man on me. I thought I might have had a slight mismatch, so just trying to go to the hole and get fouled.
Willie, you had a great game, but maybe the key to this game is that Cade stepped up and Ryan stepped up. Guys that normally let other guys do some things and things like that. How big was it that other guys besides yourself stepped up as well?
That was huge for us. Tiny was out this game. Croc went out. So now it's like, okay, well, what are we going to do? Me and Tommy aren't going to be able to do everything. Pledge came in and I think played like 36, 38 minutes for us. Hit some big shots for us. Kay came in, played fantastic. And this is probably the best game I've seen Ryan play since I've been here. Just all out aggressive, going for every rebound, finishing around the rim, wasn't fumbling passes. And MVP of the game today to me goes Ryan Wright.
He was going to the hoop when you were going to the hoop.
Right.
Ryan, I thought that was your best game since you've been at OU. Is that the case today?
Yeah, I thought so too.
That guy who's going to bring that aggressiveness and that toughness. And I know if I do that, my offense and everything else is just going to take care of itself. Playing with guards like, Willie and Cade and Croc and all the good guards we have on our team, I know that stuff's going to take care of itself. So,
Could you talk about reading Willie, though? Because you got a lot of your hoops when he was driving, then you would cut to the lane.
Yeah. I just try to get my hands ready whenever whenever Willie drives in the lane. He's a great passer. So I just try to get my hands ready and try to be ready to finish plays.
It seems like there are nights where you can put up big numbers, but maybe not affect the game as much. It seemed like tonight, the threes in the first half, the one-on-ones at the end of the game, it seems like maybe this was your best overall effort since maybe Utah. You feel that way?
Yeah, this game I tried to pick and choose my spots, and ever since the Baylor game, that's like my worst deficit since being here at OU, and that's something I never want to be a part of again. And we've turned it around a lot, and we know that we still have a chance, a huge chance, actually, to go to the NCAA tournament. But one thing we're doing differently is we're taking it game by game, and just we're preparing hard every week, and we're not diving on the floor in practice, then coming to games and try to dive on the floor, because everything carries over, and we've just been going hard. And I just tried to pick and choose my spots tonight when I wanted to attack, when we needed buckets. Missouri jumped out on a strong. We cut back in the game. Then they tried to push it out again, and I couldn't let my team down. And by letting them get it to 12, 15, 16, and then 30, like it did at Baylor. And
the OSU game, we all saw the turnovers. Everybody talked about it. Are you finding a balance between pressing too much and not doing enough, you think?
Well, I had 5 turnovers this game, too. Me and Mike Neal have been talking about I just like to cancel out, 5 assists, 5 turnovers, 7 assists, 7 turnovers. I guess that's just something I like doing.
Hey, Cade, you came out late. Second half, what was the deal?
I was sick this morning with the virus or bug that was going around, and so I just tried to get an IV in me at halftime. I took 2 before the game, and so I went in, and I was just late getting out. Trying to squeeze out.
Do that every game now?
Do what?
Do it every game now?
That's what I told you.
I don't know if I can take that.
Cade, with Croc being out for so much of the game today, you got 11 rebounds. Did you kind of take it upon yourself to do his role this year, kind of playing that 4?
Croc stepped up, and he's been huge for us inside. And, when we lose him, he's valuable to us rebound-wise, scoring-wise. And so, me trying to play the 4 spot, I just knew, maybe I – wasn't going to score as much, but just play defense on the big guys and rebound and get it out to our guards and let them go. So.
Yeah, you got a lot of scoring today, but it was inside mostly.
Yeah, just I kind of like Willie, just trying to pick and choose my spots. And like I said, the big guy came out on me, and with their pressure, we're going to get the ball turned and we're going to have driving lanes. So a lot of that came from just them scrambling and us moving the ball well. So
did you guys learn about kind of fighting through adversity? Because the first 6, 7, 8 minutes, you had a bunch of turnovers, but they still were within like 6, 8 points. I mean, your defense, you still were part of the defense.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's what kept us in that, those first 4, 8 minutes of the game. They went on that 10-0 run, and we went on a 9-2 run. Just our defense really picked up, and that's what saved us. And so, knowing to buckle down on the defensive end, if offense isn't really going for us, we'll slowly get back in the game that way. So.
Willie, you struggled with free throws the other night. What went through your mind when you were shooting the one-on-ones?
Knock them down. That was probably out of all the games this year, I probably had like two bad free throw shooting games. So, you know, it be like that sometimes. And, you know, I never hold my head down after a free throw. I actually laugh about it because I think it's just funny. And just today, you know, I got to be the clutch factor on this team. You know, at the end of the game, the ball's going to be in my hands or Tommy's, you know, to make plays. And today at the end of the game, I wanted the ball. I wanted to be the one to go to the free throw line to, you know, close it out.
Willie, when they were in the second half, when Missouri kind of retook the lead a little bit, they were having a lot of success trapping you guys in the half court. What changes did you guys make to count that?
We just had to slow down. Our whole team did a good job. Our second team practice team did a good job in practice of being Missouri, you know, running and jumping us. We even threw six people out there. You know, we had to break the press against six people. And if you can break the press against six people, then I don't think you should have a problem breaking the press against five. And most of our turnovers came, you know, us just turning it over ourselves. Tommy dribbled off his foot. I lost it between my legs one time, throwing it out of bounds and just letting them get a hand on the ball. And we just had to, when they trapped us, instead of just panicking, you know, oh, where am I going to go with it, we just had to take our time, you know, be strong with the ball, stay in triple threat and find the open man. And that's what we did.
As for any of you guys, you're 2-1 now after the way things started out at Baylor. How big have these last couple of games been?
Huge for us. I think, you know, it kind of turned our season around. You know, even though we have six losses that nobody on our team think we should have, this conference is what matters, and we're 2-1 with two very big wins of teams that's probably going to finish in the top five in our conference with Oklahoma State and Missouri. And, you know, that's just putting us right in the mixture with everyone else.
Cade, after the last two ball games and everybody's worrying about the identity of this basketball team, could winning ugly be the identity of this team? Is that the way you have to win these games?
Well, if that's what it takes, then that's what we'll do. You know, we obviously don't want to win that way, but you know, as we continue to play and continue to, you know, find chemistry with one another, you know, it'll clean itself up as games go along. But, you know, right now, you know, having Croc and those guys out and just, you know, little bits here and there, struggling wise, you know, we just got to do what it takes to win and leave it all out on the line. So.
Okay, thanks, guys.